Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. You can follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Welcome to Armageddon in Arizona. 23-21 loss. Arizona Cardinals sustained yesterday to the Oakland Raiders. The lowly 1-8 Oakland Raiders going into yesterday. Bo and I at the game. It was positive for a lot of it. We saw things that on Friday's podcast or Thursday's podcast of last week that we wanted to see. Bo wanted to see Josh Rosen's first 3-touchdown game. He saw it.
Are we doing this right now?
Yeah.
I don't think this team deserves to point out the positives first and foremost.
Here's the thing.
I agree. There were positives. But the overall theme of this...
I was getting to that.
No, let's pour some out for our fallen homie, Steve Wilks, because he's cooked. He's done. You just lost to what I think the consensus worst team in football. At home, the only remaining win on your schedule, you lost. You threw it away.
Okay. So, well, I mean, I wasn't going to get to that right away because I have a differing opinion.
Okay.
So I wanted to get the overview.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to set the stage.
Let's spit shine this turd real quick.
Okay, so it's like, you know in the movie Armageddon where Bruce Willis is the hero and breaks up the asteroid before it hits Earth?
Spoiler alert.
Pretend that he dies before he can break up the asteroid.
Okay.
That's what happened yesterday to State Farm Stadium.
He died in vain.
He died in vain.
That's
Gracie.
And then we're done.
Promise you, I'm not coming home.
Now the Earth is getting destroyed by the asteroid.
Yeah, we're screwed. So, and the Earth is State Farm Stadium for this metaphor.
What a horrible movie, by the way, Armageddon.
Listen, dude. You can listen to Bo on the Drive Monday through Friday on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, 4 to 7 p.m. Immediately following the Freaks with Kenny and Crash with me, 1 to 4. I disagree. You and Jody Ehler, the other host of the Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I when it's on TV, I have it as background music.
It's terrible.
Why?
It's awful.
The only bad part about that movie is when Ben Affleck tries to cry.
When Ben Affleck is in the movie.
Listen, dude.
Ben Affleck had redeeming.
Affleck, like the it's Affleck.
Whatever, dude.
Dude, it's not.
It doesn't. Affleck. He doesn't even deserve the respect for me to.
To say his, that
to say his name correctly.
Okay, that works
okay?
out conveniently for you.
Let's just put this to bed real quick.
Okay.
Armageddon is like peak late 90s, early 2000s cinematic trash.
It's not.
Yes,
dude.
It is.
It's not. It's
not.
It's
like, hey, let's make this get this all-star cast.
Yeah.
Of not necessarily, you know, guys that
it was Luke Owen Wilson before Owen Wilson became Owen Wilson.
Forgot he was even in the flick.
Oh, come on, dude.
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi, that's two.
Okay.
Rockhound.
I mean, it's
Duncan
awful.
Clark Duncan, RIP.
Is Billy Bob Thornton in that track?
Of course he is.
Liv Tyler.
Liv, when she was sexy. When she was sexy.
Terrible. So, yeah, you can continue. It fits your narrative. Crappy movie meets crappy football team.
And easier names to pronounce with the Arizona Cardinals. So, a couple bullet points of what happened, okay? Josh Rosen throws an interception on his first pass of the game in the first quarter. So, oh no. That leads to a one-play drive. Two-play drive? Was it a run, then a pass? I think it was a one-play drive. One-play drive from the 23-yard line. Touchdown pass to Jared Cook, Derek Carr. Oh no.
You felt oh no?
I felt oh no.
I still felt, you know, the fact that you were going up against the worst team in football.
Well, now there's a tie for that.
That was the low point of the game, right? That's like, okay, we got that out of the way. Let's go.
Well, because the thing is,
still wasn't concerned. I was never concerned that the Cardinals were going to lose this game until the Raiders winning drive.
So what?
Until the final drive of the game.
What
I was
did I
not
ask you?
Concerned.
Before the game started, we were sitting down eating lunch, which was lovely,
mm-hmm.
in the press box, and I was like, are you worried? I was like, what's your thought process right now before the game starts? Because we've talked about over and over, and I asked Josh Weinfuss, who's going to join the Freaks, the ESPN writer, the Arizona Cardinals writer for ESPN, he's going to join the Freaks today, 1-4 on Fox Sports 910. I was like, is there a chance that the Cardinals can possibly be overconfident going into any game in the NFL this season? Especially this one, where they have an upper hand I guess you could say, on an NFL franchise coming into play with the Raiders?
They were a 2-7 team that ran into a trap game. Is that possible? It happened.
Yeah, it happened.
I didn't think it could possibly happen. A team that was actively trying to lose. The worst, the tankiest tank team outside of the NBA exists in the NFL, and the Oakland Raiders and the Arizona Cardinals, with a roster that employs Larry Fitzgerald, David Johnson, Patrick Peterson, Chandler Jones, couldn't beat no-name Raiders players.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's not Appalachian State over Michigan. I mean, we're not saying that this is an upset. Yes. This is just the fact that the Cardinals were favored in a game, number one, was unbelievable, let alone 5 points. And with how the game happened, with how the scoring happened, it was like, okay, the Cardinals, you know, they're going to lock it down. They had the ball with 3+ minutes left, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a third and short, third and two?
No. I mean, it wasn't that close. I mean, they had several opportunities. I know what you're saying. They didn't have anything manageable there.
They needed to get a first down to win the game.
Right. They certainly did.
And the play preceding,
yeah,
the play that if they got a first down to win the game, they'd win the game. Jermaine Gresham causes an unsportsmanlike conduct flag to be thrown, which pushes them back 15 yards. They inevitably have to punt, and they lose the game.
I think what we were looking for was it was a 2nd and 4. They were able to convert to a first down, and then the barrage of penalties started to hit. There was the big play by Gresham that we're talking about. The clock was running. They were trying to run the clock out.
Yeah.
2:23 left, and his penalty not only knocked them back yards, it stopped the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raiders didn't have to waste. Their timeouts were dwindling. And it was embarrassing. And the post game, we heard from Josh Rosen and we heard from Steve Wilks, and he said that there was things going on at the bottom of the pile after that play. And we find out that Larry Fitzgerald, some Raiders player, was lying on top of Larry Fitzgerald.
We don't know the Raiders player's name because he was probably on a practice squad for another team before he got pulled up to play with the Raiders.
But whatever, that incited Jermaine Gresham.
Idiot.
To cause a personal foul penalty. And that is fully on the coaching staff. That is also fully on Steve Keim for employing Jermaine Gresham still on the, not only employing him.
There it is.
But paying him handsomely.
They gave him $25 million.
I mean, it's insane. It's insane. And I'm going to get this quote or this cliche correct, unlike W. And say, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, don't get fooled again. No. Shame on me.
Yeah.
Because I've been fooled by this Arizona Cardinals team far too many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talk about Mike McCoy. I don't like to use the word scapegoat because he was terrible, right? He was just part of the problem.
Use the word that you used. He was a fraud.
Right?
And that's the best way to say it. He was a fraud.
But does he resemble a scapegoat is where a lot of people, including myself, felt like once he exited and it was fully deserved, that this team could start moving forward with the rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not even there yet. They hadn't bottomed out yet. This was rock bottom yesterday.
This would have been a good week to fire Mike McCoy if they would have kept
this. This week, I think that this week we're not going to see it as far as in the immediate future, but this week, heads will roll from this week. People will be pink-slipped. They will be sent on their merry way. They will no longer be employed by the Arizona Cardinals franchise. I think it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen by the end of the season, but it's going to happen. This game right here is going to cause people to lose their jobs. It should. You can't lose to this team that's actively trying to lose, as far as the Raiders are concerned, and expect to continue to get a paycheck.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. You can listen to us both on Fox Sports 910. Bo and I will be co-hosting The Freaks, the show that I'm on, 1 to 4 p.m. today. Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. You listen to it on the iHeartRadio app. Before we continue, we got to talk about MyBookie. Man, I wonder how much money Vegas won by people taking Arizona and giving the points of 5. I think it was upwards of 4, between 4.5 and 5.5 points. Well, where you bet is almost as important as who you're betting on. You got to go to mybookie.ag. Use a promo code LOCKEDON25, and you get a match deposit up to $1,000. And if you deposit after 7 p.m. Eastern, you get an extra $25 just for doing it. It's Monday night. I think the point spread is 780. I mean, the over-under is about 700. I think it was just under 70 the last time I checked. And who knows? I mean, this is not like a... This is not... What was a game? Like, Atlanta and Dallas, everybody thought it was the over-under was 49. Everybody's like, oh, that's going to hit in the first half. It's not going to be a game like that where it's like, oh, the halftime score is 6-3. There will be points put up. Fantasy dreams will be dashed. Fantasy dreams will be made tonight. Go to mybookie.ag. Deposit after 7 o'clock Eastern, which will be about an hour before kickoff. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25 to get an extra $25 on top of your match deposit up to $1,000.
You play, you win, you get paid.
My bookie. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Armageddon in Arizona. Segment 2. Here's the thing, and this is unfortunate, but it's better for our jobs that they lost yesterday.
Yeah, I think a win and an ugly win would have been
delaying inevitability of something. Yeah. Now, Bo and I, and we're going to talk about this ad nauseum today on the Freaks, 1-4 on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. I don't think Steve Wilkes should be fired yet. And Bo is in the opposite camp. And both of us have empirical evidence to show that we're both right.
And I think you lack that evidence.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we could ask Ben Affleck what
he
thinks.
In the court of law, I would be able to sway and persuade. I would be able to get a jury of our peers to know without reasonable doubt that Steve Wilkes is not the man to bring the Cardinals into the next phase of the rebuild.
Didn't say that's incorrect.
He's the wrong man. Give me one reason, one valid reason outside of, well, you just can't fire a coach after 1 year. It's too soon.
That's not the excuse I was going to use. That's not the excuse I was going to use.
I want to hear it. I'm asking. I'm pleading with you.
What I've said since week 3 or week 4, when he's obviously not capable yet, I did give the excuse, or I did give the reasoning, that most first-time head coaches at least have coordinators that have been there before. And I use Anthony Lynn, who has Gus Bradley and Ken Whisenhunt, two guys, albeit poor head coaches. One went to a Super Bowl. They've still had head coaching experience. Know how to run a team. They can be in his ear and be like, hey, these are little things you can do to command respect in the locker room. Two guys, offensive and defensive coordinator in San Diego. Sean McVay has Wade Phillips, a guy that's been around for 50 years, although it's on the defensive side, a guy that's been a head coach, a guy that's
colossal
been around.
Failure as a head coach.
That's not the point.
That is a big point.
That's not the point.
Yes.
The point is experience. The point is experience of talking to guys. And if you want guys that...
So
know what
Mike
not
McCoy?
To do. I use that. I use your fraudulent reason. You calling him a fraud as my reasoning for that.
But if you look at his resume, it says the same things those guys you used as...
Mesozoic era.
But Wade Phillips is way back when. He seems to be able to relate with players.
He also has a defensive scheme that allows offenses to stay on the field longer than what the offensive scheme the Cardinals have had at this point. My main reason why, and this is not conspiracy, this is not anything like that. He's the patsy. Okay? So if you bring in a guy that obviously is ill-equipped, he was their fourth choice, something like that. He was not their first choice. Neither was Mike McCoy. Neither was Al Holcomb. I'm sure Al Holcomb, defensive coordinator, came in the package. The defense is not playing as bad as numbers would advertise this year.
The defense just gave up a game-winning drive.
We haven't got to
one of the worst teams.
The Cardinals were on the field for 9 minutes or something in the second half, offensively.
I know. It was terrible. They couldn't get off the field in the third quarter.
Right.
To Derek Carr and who?
Because there were three and outs all over the place with the Cardinals.
No, there wasn't. The Cardinals had one possession in the third quarter. The Raiders dominated the third quarter on offense in the time of possession. It was embarrassing because the running backs of Jalen Richard and Doug Martin were gashing the Cardinals for over 5 yards per carry. The Raiders, they wanted to lose this game.
Okay.
You can put in the most experienced associate assistant offensive defensive coordinator on the staff, and Steve Wilks is still lost. He's not a head coach. He's just not. I don't care if you put Vince Lombardi reanimated on his staff. Is he in a lock? Is he in a frozen locker in Scottsdale somewhere that we can
get a hologram? Probably.
I mean, for God's sake, I don't care if it's him. It's, I mean, it's it. It Sean McVay and Anthony Lynn are good head coaches. They just are. They're like.
Well, they both have talent. Also.
Well, would you have said that when they were first year head coaches and they were able to take the Chargers and the Rams to heights that they hadn't reached in a long time?
I didn't finish my answer.
Okay, we'll get to the point.
He is the patsy. Which means
he is
the guy that is going to be the head coach for probably a year and a half until they get good players, and then he will be fired, and they will bring somebody in who can be a good head coach.
See, to me, that's what you want to avoid. That's counterproductive.
Well, nobody wanted this job. Somebody had to be a head coach.
That's not necessarily true because you look at the players that were in place as far as Larry Fitzgerald and Chandler Jones and Patrick Peterson, it seems like it's not bad. In the right circumstances and the right moves that were not made by this general manager,
that doesn't change the point that people didn't want to coach this team.
That's not necessary. What does that even mean?
There was a list of five guys that everybody wanted
Pat
this year.
Pat Shurmur went to the Giants, which is media market number one.
Yeah,
he wanted to go to.
Okay,
so there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
And then who else are we looking at?
Josh McDaniel at the time.
Josh McDaniel signed a contract or agreed to coach with Indy.
Not Arizona.
Josh McDaniel has realized that he is going to coach New
England. I understand. Matt Patricia chose to go to Detroit.
Thank God you didn't get Matt Patricia. He sucks too.
It's the first year.
He sucks.
Okay.
Matt Nagy
was the winner.
Well, Chicago.
Yep.
Much what? More storied franchise.
They had
they
as
had
much
their
talent
quarterback
as
already in their QB room. The Cardinals had no QBs.
I understand,
but it's not an indictment on the franchise that they selected Steve Wilks. They could have gone out. The last head coach that was hired was Frank Reich,
right?
And he's doing wonders with the Colts.
But that was also after McDaniels reneged,
right.
So he wasn't on a list. He wasn't on a head coaching list.
He should have been.
I understand,
and
but
they failed
not-
there.
Okay. No, nobody wanted to come to Arizona. You have excuses for
that.
Why.
I disagree.
What do you
with
mean?
That.
You just gave all the excuses as to why they didn't come to Arizona.
What? How? What?
You said, it's because it's Chicago.
Because yes, there were some high profile vacancies, and you're not going to compete with that.
Because nobody wants to come to Arizona.
That's not true. That's just not true.
You can't. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth
no,
with
I'm
that.
No, I'm not. If you listen to what I'm saying, is yeah, they're not going to outbid Chicago. They're not going to outbid New York. But they are going to be right in the middle of things for right now, to where if you have the correct decision makers weeding out the people that are applying for the position, they can find a guy that's capable of taking this team to the next level or where they want it to be. And they completely, colossally failed. Steve Wilks, a guy that they didn't point, was a great defensive coordinator, a great offensive coordinator. They said they was based solely on his leadership. And as far as the leadership category on this team, awful. Terrible. Mm-hmm. They just lost to the Oakland Raiders. They just laid an egg against the consensus worst team in the league. So if you're going to say that Steve Wilks is a leader, he just led this team to the bottom of the NFL.
I didn't say he was a leader. I didn't say he was a good head coach.
But that's what they said. And they made the wrong decision. They had opportunities to go elsewhere, look elsewhere. We've already established that Frank Reich wasn't even on the interview list. John DeFilippo was one. It was in there. I mean, there's guys all over the NFL. They're having success in some fashion as a coordinator or as a head coach that had interviews here. I mean, and they made the wrong move. He's the wrong guy. That's my point.
The other guys they brought in did not want to coach here.
No, that's not true.
If they wanted to coach here, they would have decided to coach here.
Who are you talking about? You're talking about Nagy and Shurmur.
Yeah.
That's it.
They had Shermer in twice, I think. They had Patricia in for an interview. They interviewed James Betcher, who obviously we're not putting him in this conversation. They had interviews with guys that chose to go elsewhere because the Arizona Cardinals organization is an organization of losing.
I disagree with that.
Look at the records. They're the worst team over the last 60 years, win-loss.
Yeah, but if you look at the recent history.
Of 1 year, 2 years.
No. B.A. won double-digit games in 3 seasons in a row.
Okay.
10, 11, 13. Then he went 7-8-1, and then he went 8-8.
Yeah?
With a bad roster.
Okay.
There were pieces in place that any coach would have looked at this franchise and been like, okay. And under Michael Bidwill, and since they moved into University of Phoenix Stadium, State Farm Stadium, this has been a completely different franchise. People don't have that negative stigma anymore about this Cardinals franchise. I completely disagree with what you're
saying. Do you watch anything?
Yes,
they're a laughingstock.
No, they're a laughingstock now because they made the wrong choice. Because Steve Keim has not put the player personnel in place. But to say that the NFL looks at the Arizona Cardinals like they did in the late 90s, I think that that's wrong.
Okay, that's fine. Agree to disagree.
Just because you said that, because thank God Pat Shermer didn't want to come coach here, because he's just as much of a dumpster fire as Steve Wilkes.
They have more wins. Alex Clancy.
They have more wins. They should.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock on the other side. We'll wrap this up. We could talk about this for 96 hours in a row. We'll be right back. We'll wrap this up and preview what we're going to talk about the rest of the week on Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. We have a heated discussion today on episode 149, Armageddon in Arizona. Listen to the elongated version of this podcast pretty much on the Freaks, 1 to 4 p.m. Bo and I will be co-hosting. We are going to give our top five reasons why the Cardinals are where they are ranked from least importance to most important. That may take up the whole first hour. We're going to have Josh Weinfuss on, Arizona Cardinals writer for ESPN. We are going to do our damnedest without ripping vocal cords out of our own throats or each other's throats to determine what the next move is. Not next week, not at the end of the year, today. What can be done? And we'll leave you with this. You and I were standing right next to David Johnson when he was being interviewed. And I don't know about Bo, and I haven't asked him this yet. He looked like he made the wrong decision. He looked like he thinks at this point, after that loss, that he made the wrong decision to sign an extension here. To paraphrase, he said, this one's going to sting. This one will stay with me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he's like, what did I do?
How is he supposed to look at following a loss to the Raiders?
Well, dejected.
Right.
But it looked like that he was...
No, he looked like a guy that just lost the game to a bad team.
Yeah.
They found a way to lose. It was mind-boggling. It was impressive that they found a way to lose. I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. I mean, it's... No, I don't see like... He's got 30-plus million reasons to figure out a reason why he stayed. He wasn't gonna find that. I mean, I don't see it with the same with Patrick Peterson, the same with David Johnson. Is these are guys that are dejected. They're not happy because the team is 2-8. They're not because of that they play and they wear the Cardinals logo on their helmet. It's not like that anymore. I just don't get that feeling. I mean. You can disagree with me. You should be disappointed in your team and its efforts yesterday.
One thing I'll give him is he does take a lot of the blame on for himself. I'm not sure. He says, I did this wrong a lot.
I wish you'd start calling people out.
Yeah. And we are going to save that. That'll be our tease for the show today, 1 to 4 on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. Mountain time. 12 West Coast, 3 East Coast. Damn clocks in Arizona never change. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. We'll check you guys tomorrow.